Welcome to a cup of tea. Now I can talk to you. I'm settling down for afternoon tea at 10 to 5 in the afternoon. I'm taking a break to be with you. I'm wondering what you'd like to hear today. What kind of music would you like me to play? I can talk about the fires in California. I can talk to you about the politics of that on the basis of having listened to two podcasts today. One from the New York Times, a podcast called The Daily, and they have an episode today all about the fires and what caused them and all of the difficulties associated with that horrible event. And I've also listened to the Times podcast. This is the London Times, Sunday Times. It's called the Story. And their podcast episode is called "We're Praying for Mercy Here." That's a quotation. And then subtitle, "Escaping the LA Inferno." So I could talk about that. I could talk about this lovely cheese that I've just been eating that's given me hiccups. Excuse me. It's called Carrig Beag, a delicate Irish farmhouse cheese, handmade on the O'Farrell family farm. The O'Farrell family farm, what great alliteration that is. Made in Carrigaline using milk from County Cork. County Cork's a huge county in Ireland, and Carrigaline is a growing urban. I would regard it as a sprawl from Cork City, but that's very unfair, and I don't think the people in Carrigaline would love me for saying that. It's a town that has grown from small. I think it might have 25,000 people in it now. Anyway, Dunn stores are selling this milk and silky, it says on the front, Carrig Beag. I think Carrig may have something to do with a stone. Beag is small, so I'm not sure if it is a small stone cheese. Anyway, I've just eaten quite a bit of it. So, what else can I talk about today? The weather outside is not inviting. It's heavily clouded over, very damp. When I walked Louis this morning, I needed my raincoat, although it didn't pour rain or anything like that. I did a live stream on Instagram while I was walking along with Louis, and I met a friend of mine, Anne, who's also a member of Toastmasters. Well, she was a member of Toastmasters. Not sure if she's still a member of Toastmasters. Anyway, she was walking two dogs. I was walking one. And we had a nice chat. Live streamed. Didn't show her face. Just had this chat with this disembodied voice. Kitchen is very clean. We adopted a new policy, I suppose you call it. Or a new practice, actually, not a policy, that whoever uses stuff in the kitchen, that they tidy up after themselves. Imagine that whole issue about tidying the kitchen. Whose job is it? And to what standard should the kitchen be tidied? That's a running debate or a running issue in all sorts of setups, student accommodation, later accommodation. I suppose the only place it doesn't exist is when you're living by yourself. If you're sharing a living space with people, there are huge numbers of issues to do with the way in which the space is kept. I've run into more than my fair share of them. Everything from washing clothes to emptying dishwashers to cleaning the floor. Loads of them. And that's all need to do with the kitchen and the utility room. There are all sorts of other rooms in the house too that have to be, perhaps, ought to be kept tidy. I don't think I'm the easiest person to live with from the point of view of keeping this kitchen spick and span. I can do it, but I'm not good at it, meaning I'm not focused and, I haven't got a habit developed, unless you call leaving things for a couple of days and then cleaning up is a habit. That's a bad habit, isn't it? Anyway, I've changed, I've reformed, I'm agreeing to this new practice. So when I finish drinking this cup of tea, I'm going to put it away in the dishwasher. Yeah, dishwasher. I'm reminded of Laura Bruce when I think of the dishwasher, because Laura Bruce used to live in New Zealand. We have had this New Zealand dishwasher since 2007, made by a company called Fisher and Paykel. It's been very good. I'm very pleased with myself because the agenda for this evening's meeting of Blarney Toastmasters is full. Absolutely every role, every function, every speaker, everything is done to my satisfaction, and I've got very high standards when it comes to that. So I'm pleased with myself, and I'm pleased for one or two people who in particular responded to me. I send messages to people asking them if they're going to come to a meeting or if they would like to play a role at a meeting. And some people are really good. Have you ever noticed this in your life, that some people get back to you very quickly when you ask them something? It could be an email, it could be anything. Particularly if you ask them something which only requires a very short answer, like yes, no, don't know. Answers like that are very, very welcome. I think, anyway. That's what I think. So I'm feeling okay-ish, very kind of level-headed, not very excited about anything, thank goodness. And emotionally, I am. Well, it's like walking along the straight. I'm not going uphill, and I'm not going downhill, and I'm not exhausted. That's how my emotions are. Oh, I forgot to mention that I watched a YouTube video of Roy Keane, who used to be a footballer playing for Manchester United and is now a bit of a football pundit on BBC or Sky TV. He's an iconic footballer from Ireland. And he was being interviewed by Tommy, oh dear, an Irish comedian, Tommy somebody. And it really was a fabulous example of an interviewer coping with somebody who was reticent, who, when he was asked, for example, something like, how do you get on with the local community you came from in Cork? He said, fine, yeah, I get on very well. And that was like the end of the conversation about that topic. And then the poor old interviewer had to go on to Tommy Tiernan had to go on and ask another question. It was very funny. At least I found it very amusing because of how consistently calm and gentle-spoken that Roy Keane was, which is sort of the opposite of his public image. But he was very self-possessed, and I'm sure that Tommy Tiernan might have been hoping to get Roy Keane to say something that he hadn't said anywhere else, or reveal something about himself which would be very attractive to an audience. But he didn't succeed. But it's worth finding. You can get it on YouTube. Tommy Tiernan interviewing Roy Keane. Since I don't follow Irish soccer, and neither am I very familiar with Irish stand-up comedians, it was particularly enlightening for me. There's nothing like a cup of tea in the afternoon, especially if you have a slice of fruitcake to go with it, which I don't have, especially if you have a slice of sponge cake with raspberry jam and cream in it, which I don't have. I'd even settle for a bit of chocolate, which I might have, because there is a box here that somebody brought as a gift. Oopsie daisy. Yes, it has been opened. Ha ha. Somebody's been in this box. Butler's chocolates. What are they there? Milk chocolate truffles. There are 30 of them in this box. Well, I'm too lazy to count them all, but I am going to have one of them. And with that, I'm going to leave you for today and continue psychologically preparing myself to give a repeat of a speech I gave on Sunday. I want to see if I can do it any better. I gave a speech at Toastmasters on Sunday, which was grounded in the experience of a very good friend of mine living in the UK, who had invited me to be part of a Christmas Secret Santa gift giving and gift receiving activity. So I gave a speech once, going to give it again this evening. We'll see. The founder of Toastmasters said once, Toastmasters club meetings ought to be, I think he said, but he may have said are. Let's just frame it as ought to be laboratories where you can carry out experiments in safety. So I'm going to carry out an experiment in about 3 hours' time in safety among very friendly people, and enjoy listening to them too. So meanwhile, I better finish this cup of tea, eat this chocolate, so I'll say cheerio to you. Bye for now.